For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. That's the opening words of 2 Corinthians 5:10. Let's talk about that great day, friends. Yes, it is great for those who are prepared. That's today from the International Gospel Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. Let's listen now. Here's Jeff.
Thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind introductions, and thank you, dear friends, for joining me today for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. Greetings unto you and to yours. We are honored that you've joined us for our broadcast, and we're thankful to spend time today to consider the subject at hand. Our broadcast today will have three different segments. We have a study segment, then we will have a reading segment. The reading segment will actually flow into our third segment today, as we're going to be discussing overall the judgment day of God. You know, there is an old hymn that goes, "There's a great day coming, a great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by, when the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come?" The second stanza reminds us, "There's a bright day coming, a bright day coming. There's a bright day coming by and by, but its brightness shall only come to them that love the Lord. Are you ready for that day to come?" The third stanza is quite sobering. "There's a sad day coming, a sad day coming. There's a sad day coming by and by, when the sinner shall hear his doom. Depart, I know ye not. Are you ready for that day to come?" The chorus asks over and over, "Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?" Friends, a sobering thought indeed for many. But for those that are prepared, the judgment day will be the greatest day that one can ever imagine. Let's spend some time talking about the judgment day of God. But first, here is our Jay Webb with a few words about our social media at International Gospel Hour, and then we'll be back for our first segment.
Why not follow the International Gospel Hour on social media? You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and others. Please type International Gospel Hour into the search engine, and you can like and follow our pages to keep up with the latest news and efforts of our labors. We would be honored to have you follow us on social media. And now, back to Jeff.
We begin in Amos, the 4th chapter. Amos, the prophet of God, brings forth words as the Lord speaks through Amos, rebuking Israel for the way it has lived and how it has turned away from God. Here's the statement, "Therefore thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel." Now, a little further background, because of their sinful life, things were not going well for Israel, but yet they refused to return unto God. Amos the prophet would speak of what all God had done for them, and yet they refused to turn back to God. And finally, God had had enough. Thus the declaration to Israel, "Prepare to meet your God." Now, concerning the judgment day of God that will come, yes, friends, we need to be prepared. It was a survey back in the year 2018 by the Pew Research Center that found that 6 in 10 Americans say God or a higher power will judge all people on what they have done. Now, that's interesting. First of all, folks, I find the phrase "higher power" not very clear. A higher power could be about anything, but there is only one God. And when I find in a nation that claims to be a God-fearing nation, on our money it says "In God We Trust," And when I find that we rely upon God in many ways, that only 60% of Americans will say God will judge all people on what they have done. Dear friends, I want you to know that surveys are interesting, but Scripture is exhilarating. When we look in the Scripture of what all God has prepared and what God will do, God also instructs us how we can be prepared for that day. Now, from the very outset, friends, no one knows when this world will end and judgment will begin. No one knows. No one knows that, friends. Only the Father in heaven knows, Matthew 24, 35, and 36. There are so many people that try to predict the end of time, the judgment day of God, and all of those things that we can only imagine. But friends, I submit to you that only God knows, and even the Scriptures, know not the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Those were the words of Jesus. And if we will believe the words of Jesus, we can believe those words for certain. So friends, not knowing when this world will end and the judgment day of God will come, we need to be prepared. And that comes back upon you and I. Let's talk about some things concerning the judgment day. First of all, as we've noted, and 100% certain, there will be a judgment day. In John 5, 28 and 29, Jesus said, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. They who have done good to the resurrection of life, they who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." So the day will come when all that are in the graves will hear his voice. The power of the return of Christ, of God, all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. Imagine for a moment how impressive that will be by itself. Sometimes I go to preach at a church that will have a cemetery beside the church, as we commonly call it, the church cemetery. And I will find myself parking near the cemetery. The main reason is I park away from the main entrance so that our guests and our elderly can have easier access to the building. But also, well, if the Lord returns while I'm preaching, I want a front row seat in my vehicle just to see the graves open, and then I'm going to follow afterward. Is that not what was said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? What a wonderful assurance. Hebrews 9:27 reminds us, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment." So many times, friends, we have a hard time accepting death of a loved one. Our suffering, our grief, and our pain is so great. But dear friends, we all will pass that threshold. We all will pass into death unless the Lord returns. And dear friends, when we pass from death unto life, what awaits is the judgment of God. Therefore, I know not when judgment day will come, and I know not when my death may come. Friends, death can come at any time. That's a sobering thought, but a scriptural thought, and a thought that is strong, that we can leave this earth at any time. Therefore, there will be a judgment day, we are certain. Let's talk about that day, because a judgment day will have a judge. It is amazing of the number of judge programs that are on television. This judge, that judge, that people will bring their grievances before the judge makes for some good entertainment, I have to admit. But folks, a lot of that stuff, I believe I would leave at home or try something else. I don't want the whole world to see what's going on. But hey, that's their call and they can do as they wish. But a judgment day will have a judge. In John 12:48, Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Dear friends, I need to know the teaching of Jesus so that I can be judged appropriately. Now, I'm going to be judged appropriately by him, but I want to make certain that my case can be presented and can be presented through Christ. Have you ever considered that in 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, Jesus is called our advocate? To the Christian, he's called an advocate because he pleads the case. Now imagine having my lawyer plead my case to the judge who is my lawyer, if you will, or my advocate. Dear friends, I want to make certain that God and Christ is on my side, and I want to make certain that I am on their side, and through the Spirit that indwells in me and indwells in the Word of God and the Spirit which is the Word and life, John 6, 66 through 69, I can present my life before God and plead unto the judge. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 1, Paul told Timothy, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. He said, I want to make you a challenge, Timothy, and he goes on to tell him to preach the word. Dear friends, we need to know God's perfect law of liberty, James 1, 21 and following, and we need to be obedient unto the law. If we are obedient unto the law, and we walk according to the law, there is no fear. But to be thankful for the advocate that will plead our case, and for the wonderful grace of God, how thankful that we are. You know, someone pleading a case before a judge, for example, it was several years ago that I made an illegal U-turn. I did not realize it at the time, but I did, and an officer pulled me over, a law-respecting officer, one enforcing the law. I admitted my wrong, told him that I did not realize what I was doing, and I went to court to make my plea. And when I went to court, the officer stepped up and pled on my case to reject the charges. The judge spoke unto me, gave me a couple of encouraging words and things to think about. But the officer who wrote the ticket pled my case under the circumstances. I met his grace, if you will. And dear friends, when we fall, when we make our mistakes, when we sin, how thankful the child of God is to have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he's also our judge. And that's why Paul could tell Timothy to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, to let us know of the Word of God that will free us if we are obedient. Now later in 2 Timothy 4, listen to verse 8. Paul said, Finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but to all who have loved, watch it now, loved his appearing. The Lord, the righteous judge, will give me the crown that day, that victory crown. And what a wonderful thought. You see, friends, there will be a judgment day. The judgment day will have a judge. And with that being said, third, everyone will be there. Everyone who has ever lived will stand before God on the day of judgment. Listen to Romans 14, beginning with verse 10. Writing to the church there, But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then each of us shall give account of himself to God. And 2 Corinthians 5:10, as we began our broadcast today, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Dear friends, none of us will be exempt from standing before the judgment seat of Christ. Everyone will be there. Everyone who has ever lived will be there. Anyone who is living now will be there. Those that are to be born, millions and millions of births to come, Lord willing, will stand before God on the day of judgment. That's why it is important. Let's note, what will happen that day? Well, as we noted from 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, we all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ and receive the things done in the body or what we have done on this earth. And in Romans 2 and verse 6, he will render to each one according to his deeds. And verse 16, he will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, and as Paul said, according to my gospel, or the gospel that does come from God. We will stand before God, and we will give an answer. And then we note in Matthew, the 25th chapter, that there are those that he will say, depart from me, and those he will say, enter into the joys of my Lord. Friends, please know this is clear. There will be a judgment day. And friends, this should be enough for our preparation. Listen again, Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Are you ready, friends? Are you ready to stand before the judgment seat of God? We're going to continue these thoughts in a moment, as we think about Judgment Day a little more, but first, let me pause, take a little over 30 seconds, and our J-Web has some details about our website.
Our website is internationalgospelhour.com. That's internationalgospelhour.com. Please check it out and listen to our other broadcasts, learn more of our history, download our app, request our newsletter, and ask for our free Bible study by mail. Also, check out our free resources available from our fellow laborers in the gospel. Yes, friends, all for you through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Okay, then, let's continue today's study.
And now, friends, our reading segment. In our longer broadcast, we take a few moments just to read the scriptures. And today our reading is from Revelation 20, verses 12 through 15. That is Revelation 20, 12 through 15. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. May the Lord always bless us with the reading and the hearing and the application of His Word. Let's go into our next segment, if you will. As we build off the first segment of the Judgment Day of God, let's think about what John saw through this vision. And let's think about the phrase, and books were opened. Have you ever thought about that phrase from Revelation 20 and verse 12, this scene of the judgment, that books were opened? May I submit to you the three books. How about the book of living? Now again, the book of living, the book of life is opened. Those who are standing there, everyone, small and great, those who are judged. We noted earlier in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10 how that all will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Actually, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And how those that are in the graves will hear the voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, those who have done evil to the resurrection of damnation, John 5, 28 and 29. We refer to the book of living, to where all will come forth and be judged on our living upon this earth. We also notice a second book open called the book of life. Again, that's Revelation 20 and verse 12. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. When we think about the book of life, I'm reminded of Philippians 4 and verse 3 of those whose names were written in the book of life. And Jesus used this phrase in Luke 10 and verse 20. There is an old hymn that asks the question, "Is your name written there?" Will we find our name in the Lamb's Book of Life? And how will our name be placed there? Well, friends, when we are obedient to the Word of God. May I submit to you the book of the Life Giver will be opened. That we find the books are open because in John 12:48, as we noticed earlier, Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day." Well, this book is open. So there's the book of living, or that we will all be there, and a fair judgment, a righteous judgment, the book of life, that our name should be therein, but the book of the life giver, to where, "Yes, Lord, I responded to your words." The scripture that is inspired of God, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. The scripture or the word of God that Paul in Acts 20 and verse 32 expressed, "And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified." The book of the life giver. What a beautiful thought, friends. The books will be opened. And dear friends, again, this is why the judgment day of God, why everyone should be prepared. We can be prepared if we are obedient unto God and His will. Jesus taught the importance of hearing Him. In Matthew 15:10, He pled, "Hear and understand." On 7 occasions in Revelation 2 and verse 3, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." We need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to hear the word of God. For in Romans 10:17, the Bible says, "Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God." So, friends, when I hear, let me hear the word of God. And we see the emphasis of the word of God that will be opened. To hear the Word of God teach, to believe in Christ. John 20, 30, and 31, the book was written that we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we may have life in His name. And that also Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins," John 8, 24. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Therefore, when I believe in Christ, I believe in God, I'm going to embrace the teaching of repentance that Jesus brought forth in Luke 13, verses 3 and 5, Luke 24, 44 through 47, and that repentance was preached on the day of Pentecost when they were pricked in their heart what they should do. The first word out of Peter's mouth in Acts 2:38 is to repent. We know that we should confess our faith in Christ, as Jesus commanded in Matthew 10, 32 and 33. The confession, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God," that sweet eunuch made in Acts 8:37 before he was baptized into Christ based upon his faith, just like Jesus commanded in Mark 16:16, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." Those that were repented and baptized on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, verse 41, were added to the church, Acts 2:47. The church that Jesus promised to build, Matthew 16:18. And the church of which we walk faithfully unto Him, Revelation 2 and verse 10. So, dear friends, an individual that obeys the gospel of Christ is prepared to meet the Lord Jesus. What a beautiful thought. That's why, for those that are obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you better believe there's a great day coming. Its greatness is because of the power of God. But it's also a bright day coming because this old world of suffering ends, and we can be with Jesus in eternity. Now, friends, we've talked about some things that may require some further research and study on your part. With that in mind, here is our J-Web with, get this now, folks, our free in-home Bible study that's sent to you by mail. Here's the details of how you can receive that Bible study.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, Home Study. That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type Home Study in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
The Judgment Day of God, friends. Yes, it will come. We know there will be a Judgment Day, and it will have a judge. Everyone will be there, and everyone will receive the thing done in their body, or the things done in their body. I would want to stand before God with making all the preparation that I can according to His will, and I know you do as well. Let's think on these things, pursue them, and study them together, and we'll continue our studies together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour radio broadcast. It is an honor to come among you. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, please keep listening.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.